Good morning, Paula. Thanks for popping into the studio.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
And tell us about 14-year-old Grace Campbell, who we have here. We have Grace and her mum, Georgie.
Yeah, so we're really excited today, just during our launch week, to announce our very first award winner for Carer of the Year. So young Grace has been working with Liberty Foundation since 2018 and has provided outstanding care for some of our animals that have come from research facilities, along with her mum, Georgie. So we wanted to award Grace and just acknowledge just what kind of dedication she's shown over the last couple of years to care and love for our animals.
Georgie is with us, to Grace's mum. You've been caring for wildlife for years in Sydney, so the apple doesn't fall far and all of that. She's seen a good example in the home. But is there more than just time and dedication? Is there something else with you guys? Is there something, some affinity with animals? Because we often hear this about the horse whisperers and the good dog trainers and all the rest. There's just something a little more in the makeup of that person that makes them good at communicating with animals.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us. I agree. I think it takes a certain person that can really see life through the eyes of an animal. I tend to find when you really look and really observe, you can see each one has got its own personality. Each one has got its own little quirks. Wildlife rescue has been a huge part of our life for 22 years now. We've been volunteering, so Grace has grown up in that environment. Reptiles, possums, birds. The house is always full. We've got frogs, pygmy dragons. I think we've got about 8 animals in the lounge room at the moment. My husband's not too happy about that, but anyway, he's very supportive. But Liberty, working with the Liberty Foundation, we're getting all sorts of animals coming out. Grace is really privileged, I think, to have all these animals in her life. I mean, I feel like I'm just reliving my childhood all over again, and it's wonderful. We foster cared the dogs, the guinea pigs, the rats, the mice, and we also, adopt as well, and it's just the most rewarding thing. It really, you do get to know each one on an individual level, and they've all got something so special to share.
Grace, we saw a picture of you holding a very well-fed white rat lying on its back with its holding in its little hands some pasta. It just reminded me of that movie Ratatouille. It was such a great photo. What was the story with that one? And what have you been able to get them to do? Because they become really lovely pets. The sad side is they only live for a couple of years. Is that right?
Yeah, so that was little Scarlett, and she also came from Liberty Foundation Australia, and we also had 2 other girls with her, Ruby and Rosie, and we had them for 2 years, and they were really fabulous little girls.
Scarlett, yeah. Scarlett was the happiest rat I've ever seen. She was just there with a big tummy, a big stream of pasta held in a little paw. They're very human-like, very clever. Are they clever?
Yes, they're very clever, very intelligent little creatures.
What have you been able to train them to do?
I trained my last rat, Banjo, how to fetch a pencil. I taught him how to empty a tissue box, and I also taught him how to jump.
Now, your mum says she gets very emotional when she loses them. And did you teach Banjo how to get a tissue and take it over to mum?
No, but I probably should have.
What do you mean empty a tissue box? He pulls them out.
Yeah, so we would put a tissue box across the other side of the lounge room, and he would run over and grab them and take them into his cage, then come back and keep emptying the box.
Get another tissue. That's fantastic. ABC Central Coast, the charity is called Liberty Foundation. Paula Wallace is the founder here on the coast. And Paula, is there a demand for people like Grace? Well done, Grace too, by the way, Care of the Year.
Thank you.
Is there a demand for people like Grace?
Yeah, congratulations, Grace. It really is an acknowledgement of, the dedication that you've shown over several years. And, we need lots more people like Grace, in the community to take our animals and to work with them and help them transition into life in the home as a pet and companion. And we get the full range of animals from research. Any animal that can become a pet We're here to help, or any animal that could go to a sanctuary, for instance. So we look after dogs, cats, guinea pigs, rabbits, rats and mice, even fish. So we're always looking for people in the community who'd like to welcome animals into their home and really just give them a little bit of a helping hand when they come out, whether it's just for a short time or whether they'd like to adopt them permanently.
All right, we've got on the SMS from Dennis, the girl who trains rats. Would she be happy to try her hand at politicians? Dennis, you're wicked. You're wicked. Hey, how do people contact you, Paula?
So people can go to our website, libertyfoundation.org.au. They can also find us on Facebook. And we're putting out beautiful videos every day this week for our launch. Today we've got a video on Grace, which gives you really an insight into her and shows you with her animals. Behind the scenes, we're also putting out a video every day for the next couple of days. So please go to our Facebook and have a look. We also have a YouTube channel, Liberty Foundation Australia.
Hopefully we can share that too, maybe. It's a beautiful little video. I had the headline idea, you know, Labrador or Lab Rat, which would be the better pet. But, you know, you said, well, we also have a Labrador. To get one of those, you're looking at $4,000, $5,000 to $10,000. What does it cost to adopt, say, a lab rat that's, you know, going to be a good pet, or a Labrador that's been in research?
Yes, well, we actually have a couple of Labradors coming out very soon. We've got a purebred lab. We've got a lab cross Kelpie.
So a lab lab.
That's right. And they're $300 to adopt. And
gee, that's reasonable, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What about the rat?
The rat, well, you'd be looking at $30 for a rat.
Gee, that's
and a discount for multiples.
Okay, so.
And they're desexed. And
what's the story? Sorry.
Yeah, and they come desexed as well, which is great. That means they live a little bit longer.
That means
usually.
We need to cover that cost. What other animals? Rabbits?
Yes, we've got rabbits. We've got cats. We've got some lovely cats coming out at the moment. We've got little Pee-wee who's looking for a home, and you can find a profile of him on our website. We've got rats coming and mice. We've got a waiting list for our rats, actually. There's a real demand for them.
People are getting it, aren't they? They know they're great, Grace, by the sound of it. Would you recommend one as a pet? Are they high levels of care or pretty easy to look after?
If you do it like well, then yeah, they can be quite messy, but you just gotta keep like looking after them.
Yeah, rats are actually really clean animals. Compared to, you know, say, other, like people think they might smell, for instance, but actually they're pretty good. But you do, like Grace says, you do have to, you know, just give them a bit of a clean out every so often. But rats, I guess, Grace, you would say they're kind of with you. They're real companions. So, like, they could just hang out in, you know, her hoodie, jumper pretty much all day, wouldn't they?
They like attention. Look, I know quite a few people are like that. Hey, great to talk to you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Congrats so much. Grace. Well done on the award. That's Liberty. You'll find them online.